This time we are having a problem with counterfeit $100 bills, which could be a little bit more painful if you're the one that becomes a victim of that. A little bit bigger denomination than the 20s that we had seen a while back. Just wanted to remind people that there's several detection, you know, devices that you can use. You can use detection pins. However, in the case of these $100 bills, the detection pins aren't working. And merchants, people, whoever, should not just use one method. They should try to use a variety of methods to determine whether or not a bill is good or not. One of our Secret Service agents told me that the vast majority of the counterfeits currently produced and circulated are made with color inkjet printers, just mainly because they're cheap to get and they're easy to use. And because inkjet printers spray colored dots on the paper, you can often see a dotted pattern on the notes, especially in the background of the bills. And it's because the printer is coloring the entire surface and genuine money isn't white. Also, if you get one of the counterfeit bills wet, the inkjet ink will run or bleed when it's wet, and that'll never happen with genuine money. So that's a way that you could identify it. You know, put a little bit of water on it, see if the ink bleeds. You can also hold it up to a light and see randomly dispersed blue and red fibers embedded throughout the paper. You can see the security strip in the paper. And that should be something that would help you. There's a website you can go to. It's www.secretservice.gov. Know your money. And it's going to give you a whole list of things that you can check for in your currency.
Or just refuse the $100 and get 520s.
Yeah, but you still need to check your 20s. You still need to check your 20s. The crooks are smart. You know, they think that we're onto the hundreds, they're going to go back to the 20s.